Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, folks. We are at the Stringer gender reveal that's going to be happening in just a few minutes. I'm going to bring you up here and let you guys see Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah, you want to say hi to everybody real quick?
Oh, what's up, everybody? Backpacking Podcast represent.
So, we're going to find out if it's going to be a boy or a girl.
Oh, you're all right. Yeah, you're fine. Right.
Can everybody see A-OK?
Yes.
Oh, are you just going to leave this to me?
Yeah, you're the special lady.
So nervous I could cry. I'm so excited.
I'm good.
Okay, everybody? Hey, on the count of three, shout out girl or boy. 1, 2, 3.
Boy!
Tim said twins.
It's a boy! Welcome to the Backpacking Podcast. As always, John Kelly here with Jeremiah Stringer, the king of Kentucky backpacking and soon to be boy dad. We got a little hawker on the way, man. A little hawker is on his way. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm so excited. Thanks for the surprise, man. I had no idea you were going to put that on there. You got a big smile on my face.
Oh, man, that was a great day. That was a great day. It was so much fun to get to be part of that. Mr. Backpacking with Jason was there. And, man, what a day, dude. What a day.
Yeah, we done a little Instagram Live, which is the video that John showed there. So if you're just listening, you can check out our Instagram, the Backpacking Podcast, and see that as a reel. But he went around and we done a little gender reveal, had a bunch of people at the house, and I'm going to be a boy dad come July.
Yes, he is. There are going to be a lot of people excited to watch you become a dad. I'll check this out. Midwest backpacker greetings from the AT. I knew he was going to start section hiking that. So that's awesome. What's up, Jeremy? So, Jeremiah, we got a really big announcement coming up in a week or two. We don't know the exact announcement. Like, we know what the announcement is. We just can't say it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we may be announcing it next week, which is also a big deal because next week is our first ever live audience live stream at J&H Outdoors in Lexington, Kentucky. So we're excited about that with Mr. Rob Pelton.
Yeah, that's Monday the 1st, April 1st. This is not an April Fool's joke. We will be live and in person.
Yeah, we're going to be there with our good buddy Rob Pelton, who works for Leave No Trace now. And he's not just a YouTuber. He's a YouTuber with a mission. And we're excited to have him on the show. We're just excited to get to hang out with him live because he's from Minnesota and we never get to see him. So it's just going to be good to hang out with Rob.
It's at 189 Moore Drive in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yes, it is. And then also something that we are wanting to let you guys know about. I'm going to see if I can find the image for this, Jeremiah. I put it in here and now I can't remember where I put it. It figures I would do that. So I'm just going to do this the easy way. Our good friends at Outdoor Vitals are currently doing something called the Outdoor Vitals 100 Mile Challenge. And it's just simply what it sounds like. It's the idea of getting out there and hiking 100 miles. You can do that over multiple trips or over one complete trip. You sign up for that. I think it's $60. And you pay for that. If the price is off on that, go to OutdoorVitals.com and double check on that. But you get all kinds of free stuff. And I've talked to the guys from Outdoor Vitals. They make no money. They make no money from this thing. Like, this is just something they do because they think it's good to get people outdoors. And It's a lot of fun. I did it last year and jacked up my foot, so I didn't get to finish my 100 miles, so I didn't get my medal. So I'm back at it this year. I signed back up. I'm getting my 100 miles. I'm getting my medal. I was very angry about that. So, and what's great is they changed the rules a little bit this year. Last year, you only had a window of about 3 or 4 weeks, I think. This year, you've got multiple months to do this hike. So I think you have from like June or July till September. I don't have exact dates, but we will have that stuff next week for you. But it's just an awesome thing to be a part of. Ton of people have already signed up for it, but get signed up for that. Thank you to Outdoor Vitals for, they've always been a big supporter of our channel, and just want to show those guys some love and tell you guys a little bit about that. So Jeremiah, now that we've done that, are we ready?
Oh my gosh. I've been so excited to talk to these people. Long time.
We don't get married couples on here very often.
No, long time viewers on the channel as well. We've seen this man in particular many times in the comments on the screen.
And this man is still owed my chair 0.5. I still haven't sent that. I owe that. I think it's a year now, and I still have not sent that to him. So I'm a complete failure as a human being. But it is. I do still have it. I didn't give it to anybody else. So it's definitely going to be coming. But with that said, let's bring on the people with the coolest last name in the history of mankind. They are not just champions of the backcountry. It's in their last name. They are the champions. Patty and Jared, and I think we got, let's see if we get a better view of you guys. Here we go. That's a lot better. There we go. Don't want to cut off your faces. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
Yep. You know, you didn't send the chair, but Jeremiah was kind to hook us up with all of this great new merch. So we are just really amped about, we got the hats in, Jeremiah. So thanks for sending those. It was real surprise, real treat that you passed them along. And this hoodie is, I mean, it's a Kentucky blue. So you know that we're feeling good about that one.
So we'll see what Super Chat does for these merch products in the black market, the Jeremiah Stringer merch black market.
And look at this. We got a Super Chat right off the bat. Names not in consideration for the baby Stringer, John or Calipari.
he's right there.
So that Jeremiah, I'm a little confused right now. Why do you have merch? What have you not been telling the rest of us, Jeremiah? What's going on here?
Yeah, in the background over here, I'll grab it in a minute. I actually have some merch that Girl Plus Dog Adventures here had sent me. What was that, like two, three years?
Yes, probably 2 years ago. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And we just saw you guys in the green room, and it appears that we have a costume change.
Yes. We couldn't reveal it yet, but you're always saying how hard it is for the merch design. You can't get it out there. It's just a couple of friendly hours of King of the Backcountry or the Kentucky Backcountry.
2 hours. Boy, that's just awful. That's so much work. Wow. Oh, Jeremiah, that's so hard.
Is it possible to make them full screen, John, so I could get
let me create a new scene here, and we will get them out here so people can see this, okay?
Yeah, and for those people that are just listening, let me describe a little
bit. Let's see if we
can get them on here. They're wearing King of Kentucky backpacking shirts with what appears to be my face on it and some mountains in the background. Absolutely.
What
love
appears
it.
To awesome. Be your face.
And the hat. Yes. Got the logo. How did you all do this?
A little snipping of a thumbnail of yours, a little sketching, and then I have a Cricut. I'm a crafty person.
My wife is a Cricut person. Like, she's probably on it right now, in all honesty. Like, she's on that thing all the time.
Wow. Yeah, so some Cricut, and so I have a little mini sublimation printer that I like to mess with, so.
Wow. Man, that is so awesome. Let me grab
it. It's just so hard to make stuff, Jeremiah. It's so hard to get merch. He's leaving.
It's very difficult.
And look at this. He's like, I'm done. I don't even want to talk to you people anymore. Just walks away. Uh-oh.
She has ice cream every night, and she gave up ice cream last night to be able to focus on this. So it was a deep sacrifice.
I said, I got to work on this.
Wow.
What's the go-to ice cream, by the way? What are you giving up here? Is it something good?
Jenny's ice cream. It's either the brown or almond brown bitter one or the brambleberry crisp that I usually love.
Is it bad to say I never heard of that brand?
What? John's had to have heard of it. They're Ohio.
Say it again. Which one?
Jenny's.
Jenny's? Oh, I've heard of Jenny's. Yeah, it's out of Columbus, right?
Yep, they're out of Columbus, yeah. But they're in your it's local like grocery
fancy.
Store now.
It's fancy ice cream, though.
It's like the only good thing to come out of Columbus, basically, ever.
Oh.
That and James Thurber.
Yeah, Jared. So it was nice having you guys on tonight.
Check that out, John.
There it is.
Oh, look, it's more Jeremiah merch that he's not going to sell anybody. Look at that.
What's going on, Hawkers? I love it. You know
what's going on, Hawkers?
Inside?
You still have those stickers?
I'll
make some. I'll make some more of these stickers. These ones are good.
Patty, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You're going to make them for him, but he hates his fans. So they're never going to get their hands on those stickers or the mugs. Nothing. You're going to have to sell. Here's the thing. If I was you, just sell them.
Send me a message. We'll have these stickers everywhere.
We're starting a whole Jeremiah Stringer black market for all sorts of goods. We'll do custom products. We'll write notes in his hand. We'll say, you know, dear so-and-so, and then sign it Jeremiah Stringer. I mean, there's an opportunity. There's a vacuum in the market.
Jared's got a PhD, and Patty knows where you can get like 5 tons of lactic acid. So between the two of them, this is going to happen. So Nia said, we had some really funny conversations going on before we even got on air. And, you guys are fascinating. Just the lives you lead, and I've never seen two different people that are married having YouTube channels that basically are the same kind of channels. So, when did you guys get into the outdoors?
Yeah, we met through that. So I was in Atlanta doing these sort of tip videos for the Colorado Trail, and then she was in Denver planning her through hike of the CT, and I was going to go take off again, and I was in a. We had sort of talked back and forth a little bit, and I was having lunch with a friend and telling my friend, you know, there's this YouTuber out of Denver and she's super cute. And I don't know if she's got a boyfriend or not. And
I didn't have Instagram yet.
Right. And so she didn't have Instagram, but as I'm sitting there having lunch, a Girl Plus Dog Adventures Instagram message came up and I was like, it's her. And so
I wanted a sticker.
Yeah. Yeah. I was making stickers on, I sold merch, right? And so flew to Denver and started my hike, and she was doing sort of lashing segment hiking, and we met up a handful of times. And then I think 170 miles in, we had decided to be in the same city by Christmas, and I was commuting for work, or I could for my job. And then we did this really gnarly hike, I think like 20 miles and tons of elevation gain. And
You had deceived me into thinking it was going to be a soft climb.
Yeah, they changed the route on it since the last time I did it. And it went from being like gentle to just a complete beast. And so she was on the bottom of a switchback and yelled at me. She said, you know, is this plan to live in the same place? Does that mean we're going to get married? And I said, well, sure. And so she went back to Denver. And by the time I saw her again, she had the whole wedding plan. So we met and were married within 3.5 months.
Yeah, but our wedding was at an Airbnb in Breckenridge on the trail. So we had 19 people, which is our family.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah.
Yeah. So that,
you guys
I mean, it's quick.
Well, when you can survive that first sort of engagement together, right? And not put each other off the side of the mountain. you're under stress, right? And then
yeah, you are.
You get everything out there at the beginning of the relationship. You don't sort of dance around the fine stuff. And do you talk about poop right away, like your first weekend? And getting dirty and smelly and just hiking that long, you kind of just know, and you're not going to mess around with that. So you just kind of make that decision and go for it. So
That's
awesome. And it was a no brainer because we were doing this awful hike and it was super stressful and it was really hard. And she didn't complain once. She was just crushing miles and sort of steady as she goes. And I thought, you know, that's a person who's not going to lose their patience with me. And lo and behold, so far, mostly so good, right?
Drive the emotions inward.
Bury them deep down inside.
What was the year that you all had met?
2021.
So in the matter of, we met in May of 21, decided in July we'd get married. By October, we were married. November, we moved to Chicago together. And then February, we were expecting our first little man. And then 2 months ago, we welcomed our second little man. So we're moving quickly. I also like to announce that I'm going to just voluntarily cut off an arm because I'm big on life changes, major life changes. So I'm just going to go ahead and do something big just for the sake of having done something big. So that's next.
So, now how are you going to cut it off? Are you talking like bandsaw or what are you?
It's going to be a skiing accident.
No, Jeremiah, what's the saw you like to bring into the woods? That's the one. Oh, that's lightweight.
Silky saw.
The silky saw's got to do it. It's tried and true.
Well, that's an incredible journey that you guys have started and are now on. Jared, I've actually been in the woods with you and we had an incredible time. And by the way, I was going to ask how's your brother doing?
Brother's great. So my brother is really great. And that trip was just a lot of fun. He asks about you occasionally. And, that trip was a great example of sort of how it starts out kind of bumpy at times because Dave from Off Grid set up everything and I was trying to be helpful. So I booked a campsite and you and I had never met. And we get a text message from you as I'm like going through Kentucky on my way to the Smokies. And you're like, hey, you reserved a campsite for the wrong night. And so we were all driving to this campground without a campsite.
That.
Yeah. So Jeremiah like scooped it up. So my first interaction with Jeremiah was like, hey man, I'm really sorry. It's just, I miss a lot of details and you're picking up on it right now.
No worries. That turned out incredible. And my wife, that was such an awesome trip for her. It actually was kind of, I guess it was around this time of the year, because if I remember correctly, we made it up to, I don't remember what the mountain was, but there were fiery azaleas, I believe.
Gregory Bald and the fiery azaleas. Yeah, absolutely.
Incredible.
Yeah, well, she crushed miles. She was doing great on that trip because the last day was really hard and she was just, crushing it on that trip.
Well, Patty's going to have to rub off on her now.
Well, I do have suggestions for maternity backpacking clothes if she does want to take it.
And Jeremiah, right? I feel awful because I had a baby carrier backpack and I sold it to a buddy of mine before I knew you were pregnant. So I would have kept it for you and that would have been my present, but I don't have it. So I'm not going to give it to you now.
Can you all back me up?
Of course,
on
I promised Jared I'd give him a chair 5.5, and I still haven't done that either. So I guess I just don't really do well with that.
You guys
so.
Promise a lot, like merch and never deliver, right?
Who was it that Garmeyer. Said that? Our thing? Garmeyer, that's right.
He said we could make our slogan over.
We never deliver.
Never deliver.
I said under deliver, but John says never. Yeah.
Hey, we got some comments going on in here. We got to read some of these because these are getting great.
Okay.
And since you two are usually in the comments, we definitely have to read these. But Dave Off Grid, he goes, I got the only sticker.
I have sent some other stickers out there. I hate the version.
Oh, yeah, but that's okay. Doc Watson then said, I have the stickers.
That's right. What did I send Doc Watson? I sent him something and stuck a sticker in there. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, he wins all the contests online. So he probably won some contest and you were in charge of it instead of John. So it actually got in the mail.
I've mailed everything except for your chair. All Things Outdoors, Jeremiah, hire them as your merch manager.
That's a great idea there. They have produced an infinite amount of times more merch than I have.
Well, and Darwin's alter ego, Derwin Off the Rails, is saying, please just sell them to the chat, please.
We do have the dollar.
These things.
Well, we can auction these hats off if you wanted to, the super chat.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's it. Highest super chat tonight gets the hats, and we give half the proceeds to the champions.
why would we give them all the proceeds?
Because I want money. Because I've been trying to get you merch forever. What are you talking about?
Hold on. Name, image, likeness, John. not based on out there. This guy's
I'm kidding. Do not super chat for those hats. That's okay, so Riff Outdoors told you two that you guys need to get the trademark now, so Jeremiah can't even do anything about it. King of the Woods has been saying, I love your podcast for like 15 different messages, so I got to make sure I get him up there. Salmon Outdoors, she wanted a sticker and she got a diamond ring. That's a pretty good trade-off, I think. Everyday Backpacker, she gave him some snacks and it was love at first Snickers. So that's
she did.
Stuff.
She met me on one section of the trail and she was going to pick me up and she showed up on the trail with three sticks of bacon. like barehanded them and handed me 3 bear sticks of bacon. And that's that was it. I knew it was over.
That's how I became friends with Ben McMillan. I made bacon on a backpacking trip.
So. Oh, I thought Ben was hiding in the woods with some bacon and he just showed up.
That would have been awesome. That would have been awesome. True love through snacks and stickers. Snacks and stickers. There we go. This one's great. It says they got married faster than Jeremiah got merch. Hey, we have a question for Patty here. Yeah. Where's Remy and the dogs?
Remy, they're just over here, but they can create a lot of noise. Like once one dog barks, then all 3 of them will start going off, and they're big dogs. So
nice.
Yeah, 70 pounds. Or is Winnie 80 pounds now?
The smallest is 80. The biggest is 140. So we're dealing with a lot of dog here.
Yep.
Nice. Wait, what kind of dogs are these?
So, I've got Rottweiler Shepherd mixes, so rescues, and then Jared has Newfies.
I had 2 Newfies when we got married, and one of them passed away last year, but the other one is the big one, and she is enormous. But Newfies are just chill, and she's actually the quiet one that could be sort of sitting on the floor. But they're great dogs, by the way, when you have a kid, because they are just sleepy and gentle and terrific as well. But you've got dogs. Dog, I don't know about John, but I know that I saw some pictures of your dog this week and probably going to stop by and steal it soon.
Yeah, I got a couple of dogs, Golden Graham and Petey. They're both mixed breeds. Is it the Newfies? Is that a Newfoundland dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were bred to be lifeguards. So they're legitimately the friendliest dogs. I mean, this one, if we play and her teeth touch my skin at all, she quits playing because she's so upset. And so she'll just like stop right away and go lay down somewhere. Just super, super gentle.
That's awesome.
Well, I want to know
quick, Jeremiah, I got to throw something out about super chats. You know, we have to put the super chats up because they're paying to be on here. And one of them is Ben McMillan. He says he's giving the first bid at $2.63. And Tangent Trails win snacks. $20.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. The sherry.
Yep.
I can send you the I'll send you the image, and then you can create one of those grills that you have, and then Jeremiah can put a steak on that and have his face all over a big steak.
Oh my gosh, Mark, genius.
Oh man, I actually want one of those.
Yeah,
Ben, you'll have one of those.
Oh man, that's awesome. Well, I am curious. Y'all keep talking about this Colorado Trail, and I was checking out Outside Comfort Zone, which is the name of Jared's channel, and it looks like to me that you're making a whole guide to the Colorado Trail. Will you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so it's it was sort of a way to survive the pandemic, because I'm super extroverted. So when the pandemic started, I knew it was going to be really tough. So I started doing these videos, and I'd already hiked the trail a couple of times at this point. So I started doing them segment by segment. So it's broken into 33 segments. And I just wanted to give really practical tips to help people. So like an example would be the second segment. There was a fire in 1996. So you want to carry an umbrella and start super early because there's no coverage from the shade and such. So it's a trail that I really love. I've had sort of a, it's had a special place in my heart. And if anybody's ever hiked it, I think actually Taylor at Southern Hike and Crow are going to go do 70s or so miles of it this summer. And it's absolutely just incredible and addictive. And, I mean,
it's an easy one if you've never done a through hike either.
Yeah.
It's an easy one to segment hike, which is how I kind of started, because I was just a weekend warrior. And so like just to build up into a longer through hike, it's definitely very doable. But you always say a special place in your heart for that from the pandemic. And then we met on the Colorado Trail. We got married on the Colorado Trail. So it's one of those things where it's just it's there. It's always there for us.
Yeah, it doesn't mean much to you at all, does it? Nothing.
Right.
John, okay, it sounds like a great... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead, man. I'm ready to jump in on something, but I want you to finish.
I was just going to say, it sounds like a great double date backpacking trip for... Yep. Maybe we can even do triple double date here.
Well, and then we can bring all the kids and have like a little base camp, and all the grandparents can come to base camp where then we just go off and hike.
Oh, now you're genius.
My wife would be like, I'll stay at base camp.
Well, we can. Yeah, we can make it all work. We can find a spot. There are a number of spots where we can set up anybody in, like, there's a number of resorts we can set them up in, and they can just bring us snacks on the way and stay in the resort, and we'll do the hiking. That would be the way to do it. But absolutely, I mean, you two would really enjoy it. And I mean, it's just stunning. And it's also, it's hard to explain because it's not the same sort of philosophy as the AT, which is you're up on the ridgeline as much as possible. The whole goal was to have you looking down at farms. So you're on this ridgeline. The CT is fundamentally different because it'll go in valleys and up over passes and sort of switch back. So if you can do 15 a day on the AT, you can do 20 a day on the CT. It's this sort of weird irony that a trail in a much more rugged environment is much more accessible and user-friendly. It's not easy, but it's terrific for somebody starting out, for sure.
That's awesome. I've a buddy of mine, Carl, from Backpacking and Blisters podcast, lives in Colorado, and he's been telling me, you need to come out, we'll do a section. And now you're making me really want to.
Yeah. Well, I've done, I've planned some weekend trips for the Shill Brothers. So like the last 2 years that they've done it, that was sort of the recommendations and where to find water and where to camp and stuff that. So there's like definitely good, especially since I did all the weekend hiking for the first 16 segments. Mm-hmm. Some good ones that are very close to Denver and are very doable in like 2 to 3 days.
We can also help you avoid all the segments that are just a lot of
cow pasture
or a lot of climbing with no views. We can certainly steer you in that direction where you'll get lots of great views and not die at the elevation so early.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So things are going off the rails in the chat room right now. And I'm just doing four comments real quick. They all kind of go together. Ben says he needs to build a how to find a wife guide. and then Buckley
sounds like you're 1974. You're...
Well, then Backpacking with Buckley says, I can tell you how not to find a wife. Still helpful, right? Then it starts getting a little weird. Salmon Outdoors, Patty, you should have given birth on the CT. and then Ben McMillan goes a step further with it. Someone needs to give birth on trail. Good PR move. I don't even know what to do with all of this. So, okay, Jared, we started talking about something before we got here online. Jared and myself and my wife included, we all have something in common. We're all ADHD. And obviously, if you ever watch this podcast and you watch me, if you just stare at me, I never look at the screen for more than a few seconds at a time because I'm constantly looking at everything else. But my son recently got diagnosed with it, and we just got to talking about it. Can you give your history a little bit with ADHD and how you've dealt with it over the years?
Yeah, I mean, the long and short of it is that I went undiagnosed for the longest time because I was pretty bright. And so I made it through high school pretty easily. And then even undergrad fairly easily, and nobody really knew. And I just, a lot of the sort of stereotypes, right? People said I was underachieving and not applying myself. And then I went to grad school and I finished. And so sort of on paper, I don't look like an ADHD person. I've got a PhD from a pretty great school. And, but then in grad school, I sort of knew. So I went to a doctor and got medicine for it, but never really evaluated. Right. So I was sort of treating myself. And then we got married, and there's a lot of, if you are ADHD or if you have sort of connections to people, what you learn pretty quickly is it impacts everything. So it's one of the few diagnoses where you are ADHD. It's sort of all encompassing. So I'm not flu when I have a flu, but I am ADHD, right? So it's every facet of your life. And so when we got married, there are a lot of things that come with it and some things that are like a lot of fun, like the, you know, getting engaged and the first part was just a blast and it was a lot of fun. And then when things get hard, then we started seeking out sort of help to figure out how to make this work. And we were doing this sort of seminar thing online, and they were describing arguments that people have when one of the partners has ADHD. And when I tell you, they could have had a microphone in our kitchen, like verbatim things that we had disagreements over. So I went, got the full evaluation done. And it was kind of hilarious because I went in, you do one day with the medicine and one day without. And I went in thinking they were just going to tell me, like, quit being lazy, you're just whatever. And the lady, she showed me this, the whole chart, right? So let me see, there we go. Where am I at? There you go. So showed me the chart and she was trying to show me where my working memory was. And she's like, all right, so here's the chart, 64, it stops at that. So very poor, kind of your standard grading scale. And she goes all the way past the chart to the left margin. She's like, you're over here, right? You're in the 21st percentile, but with medicine brings you up to the 61st, right? So you're very poor with medicine, but it's three times better than you are without. And so it just led to sort of evaluating a lot of my own life history. And as you know, with a little one with ADHD, I mean, it's a qualitatively different experience if your parents know early and can be supportive and put those checks in. And so that's why I was so excited when we were talking, because your son is, I mean, when I had her in my corner starting to help figure out things, everything got better, right? Everything got immediately better. It's still hard. Like, we're still working through plenty of difficult challenges, but your son's got a really bright future. And I'm sure we're going to end up talking quite a bit about sort of how backpacking weighs in or camping, because it's also, I mean, it's just such a big part of that.
Yeah. And I think it's one thing where you have to admit that you don't fix it. Like, you regulate it, right? There's nothing to fix. There's nothing wrong with you. And that was like a big sort of overcoming, is like, we don't fix it, but we learn different techniques. We learn how to argue, right? And we learn how to talk. And I learned to understand that it's not, when, you know, growing up ADHD was just like, oh, there's a squirrel over there, but it's not even that. It's more like, but that squirrel was born 10 years ago and it has three different types of lifespans. And like, it goes into these different things that I never thought about because I don't think that way. Right. But there's different ways to regulate it, and backpacking and that exercise portion is a huge help in some of that regulation of to make sure that you're focused, you're emotionally regulated, and you have just sort of a path forward sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, and Patty, I'm going to give you some major props, because nowadays, a lot of people, if things get hard, like things you're dealing with, a lot of people just bail. And the fact that you stuck this out says a lot about your character and how much you love this guy. And that's pretty awesome. Just not to get all mushy and all that on the podcast, but I'm just saying, like, it's just really cool to see a couple where we hit some hard stuff and we had to figure it out and we fought through it. We didn't give up on each other. And there's a lot to say for you and your character in that. So just giving you some props.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, we've had this conversation a lot where it's not easy. I know full well, it's not easy to, I'm not an easy person to live with. There are a lot of things that I do really well and I have a lot of fun with. And there are a lot of things that, like, anxiety that goes with it that can be very difficult to deal with. But I mean, if there was ever, I've never made a better decision than partnering up with her, because it's so, like, the stuff that we're going to deal with, and now with two little ones, it's heavily genetic. And I think about that a lot whenever I see them interacting with her, and just like how fortunate they are no matter what, but especially if they have ADHD, then it's going to be their life is going to be so great. You know, like they're going to be able to understand this so much better. And a lot of those things, you know, like she was saying, it's not just, oh, there's a squirrel. It's also like feeling things very deeply. It's not being able to, you know, keep your brain in one place, even when you know you need to. It's a lot of different things like that. But, you know, the backpacking is great because everything is consolidated. You have everything in a bag and a very set plan. And so you can then start processing a lot of the other stuff. So, anyway, all that being said, I outkicked my coverage right here, right?
Absolutely, man. Congratulations on that. Now, and I'm with you on the backpacking. For me, like, I didn't even discover backpacking until I was 40. You know, I'm 50. And so when I discovered backpacking, it was like, and for me at first, it was just hiking. It was just getting out and hiking a lot. And then all of a sudden it was like, there's other thing that you can do where you can just go out there and stay. Like, you get done hiking, you don't have to drive home. You know, you can stay out there and keep hiking. And that ability to go out and get worn out. I don't know about you, but the more wore out I am, the more I focus, because my brain just can't do anything else at that point. And I know when I was in college, I found out in college I had ADHD. And so I would pull all-nighters was the best way for me to write papers, because I was so tired I could focus. Yep. And I've learned the more tired I am, the better work I do, which is really weird. But it's probably not healthy, but it's what I do. Now that we know my son has it, you know, we found out literally just a month ago, he's 6 years old. And we've known since he was three that he was ADHD. And we, you know, a lot of parents, and if you're a parent on here and you're listening to this, really listen to this because I think this is important. Don't make it a stigma. Like, don't make it a stigma. Like, there's so many parents that they don't want to say, well, there's nothing wrong with my kid. You're right. There's not. Like, if you're worried about this could be something that they're dealing with, this is something they're going to deal with the rest of their lives. So go ahead and get them started getting used to it now. Like, so they know.
Yep.
And that's something that I think a lot of people need to hear. But just seeing how you guys interact together and hearing the way you interact and realizing, I think, Patty, you said it, you just realize you've got to react to things differently. You've got to just do things differently. What is backpacking with you like then? Because I know I'm all over the place. So I'm just curious what backpacking with you is like.
I'll say no one's ever really going to backpack with me because I hate backpacking with other people.
I was watching your videos and I was like, boy, Jared doesn't seem to be on this trip with her. And it seemed like you really enjoyed the flying solo. Of course, you got the dogs and stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, I love having Remy with me. But yeah, if we were to talk about the Colorado Trail experience and meeting the Tramley, he's like hiking with Tramley. He knows all that. He knows like people he met for 5 minutes and can remember them and their names, especially their trail names, and 10 other random facts about them. And I'll be like, yeah, I met one or two people. I might have passed 50 people, but I really met one or two because I'm actually a huge introvert. So going out and hiking for me is more of my release, but I have to really do it where it's just me and clear my mind. And so there's times when, you know, I like to be with a group, but then there's other times where I just most times I'd rather just go by myself and do it by myself.
Yep. She only backpacks with dogs. That's what everyday backpacker says.
Yep. That's Calvin. He knows.
Yeah.
So let's get a few more of these comments in because this has been, I mean, it's obvious that you're usually in the comments because everybody knows you. We are, how far are we into this? We are 37 minutes in and you have 321 comments already.
Oh, wow.
So that's a lot of comments. But let's see. Let's go to, we're back to the Birth on Trail. Birth on Trail, can you imagine the trail names for that kid?
That's a slimy for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, wow. We got ADHD Club represents. I wasn't diagnosed with ADHD till my late 30s. Yeah, Ben McMillan, ADHD rocks. Once you understand how it's screwing you up, then it's a superpower.
Yeah.
Amy Jones, Lone Star Hoosier, says, that's fascinating. I had no idea. I was diagnosed when I was 45. No wonder I love backpacking so much. Very interesting. Yeah. And then our final comment, great. Southern Hike. I came here to troll Patty.
I'm his number one troller. And proud of it.
That's awesome. Well,
I have some information here that says trail name details. What do you all know about details? What is that?
That's your trail. That's name. Can tell them the whole story.
Yeah, that was actually the bacon story. So we had been talking and I said, you know, you're perfect. Your trail name should be details.
He even met me, he gave me a trail name.
Oh, my God.
We'll start like that. He gave me a trail name before he even met me. So then we'll start there.
Wow.
She sent me so many spreadsheets of this hike. And I was like, I didn't know spreadsheets had any place on a hike. And so she sent me a bunch of spreadsheets about everything. And I said, you know, your trail name should be details. I thought it was like perfect and sort of cute, you know. And
well, you said my videos are very detailed.
And her videos are very detailed. And yeah, so I had told her that and she said, no, you have to give it to me on trail. And so the whole joke was like she would pick me up at different trailheads and take me into town or whatever, but never set foot on the trail. And so she was just resistant. And then when
I never got christened that name yet.
Right. And then when she gave me the bacon, she stepped onto the trail when she did that. So it was a nice moment. Yeah. But it fits perfectly. I mean, the attention to detail. And if you watch some of her videos about the reviews, the joke I always have is she can tell you who sewed the tent together, where the materials were made, how much money they spent, what the wholesale deal would be on it. And where it fits in the history of materials, you know, I mean, it's just really, it's remarkable, the level of detail.
But in a fun way, right?
Well, I was going to say the first video I ever saw of yours was you were doing, it was on the Osmo tent
from Nemo.
Oh yeah, I love
that. Was
Nemo
the first video I saw, and I was like, I was really interested in that tent, and I wanted to get my hands on one, and I saw your video, and I remember thinking, man, she knows everything about this tent. I'm done doing videos. Like, I'm never doing a review video again. I don't think I did either. So
that's kind of how I got into it, though. But like, I come from the product world. So a lot of the things that I was doing with the backpacking equipment is stuff that I do in my everyday job. So it just kind of came naturally as I ask the questions that people want answered on YouTube. So what I actually do is go through a bunch of the reviews and pretend like I'm buying the tent or pretend I'm buying the gear, whatever it is, and say, what haven't they answered? Because when you're launching products, like, what is your competitive advantage? I'm probably getting too businessy right now.
No, not at all. Go for it.
I do that as part of it. And I go out and I actually see, can I do this with the tent? And so like when I take it out, either just to like a forest preserve or, you know, out on a trip somewhere, that's what I'm trying to actually do and see. And I also have it from a point of view because most people are taller than me. So I do it like, hey, if you're a short person, if you're a woman, if you're hiking with dogs, right? Because a lot of that stuff isn't answered. But when you're buying that $500 tent, it's one of those things where that's really important before you make the purchase. So I just try to answer those questions because I know those are going to be different than all the other reviews out there.
Yeah, I was watching earlier. The name of the video is 2023 Dragonfly Osmo Tent Backpack versus Backpack version. And you were comparing between it and a previous month, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, she knows everything about this. This video has 14,000 views for a reason. Yep. She knows you have the B-roll for everything that you're talking about. And I try to do something similar to what you're saying on the questions. You know, I make YouTube videos as well. And
some of them are you do?
What's going on, hikers?
Oh, thank you, John. Some of them are gear oriented, and I try to do like top 10 FAQ. I don't know if you all have seen any of this, but, you know, basically I go through. If it's Amazon, I'll go through the comments on Amazon and look and see what do you do that. Look at the questions and then I'll read the people's responses or, you know, use my own expertise on the product. But I can definitely back you up there. That is an appropriate trail name on the details. Very detail oriented.
I did all kinds of research on that Osmo tent. And when I watched her video, I'm like, where did she find that?
I'm like, very good at the Google.
That's great. You're getting dragged on by people too, just so you know.
Yeah, let's see the comments.
There's some people bragging on you. Well, before even the comment there, it was everybody tell me what Jeremiah's having, boy or girl, and the response was not having merch. We know that. His boy's gonna come out with a Gonex birthmark.
Oh my goodness.
So, and then the whole thing just shifted up on me. But I think it was Southern Hike said something along the lines of you're a list maker. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find that comment. Cause it's on here. And everything just adjusted on me right here. Patty is an organizer like me.
I like to organize things and then organize the organized things.
She's not joking either. We'll be, if she's having a long day, she'll be like, all right, I just need to go up into the attic and do some organizing. And so she'll be buried in the attic, reorganizing stuff she organized 2 weeks prior.
And you also made his dog his own merch.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. I made little dog tags. That's right.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Now, being a soon to be father myself, how do you all navigate the waters of having children and still somehow finding some outdoors time?
The first couple of years, you're going to have to just trade. Yeah. I mean, trade time because that's what it's going to take. And now I think with the toddler, we can start to do more family camping, but it is really just, I think, trading off either weekends to be able to go. Cause you hike for different reasons than I hike.
Yeah.
He hikes for the social aspect. Right. And to get out there and meet people. And I hike to get out and be alone. So you just have to really, I think that's the biggest sort of trade-off in the first couple of years before they're mobile or before they can actually really enjoy the experience.
Right. But you can go early with some of those, the Ergo babies, where you hold them and do some easier hikes, and you can get the backpack. And we just got one of those for our toddler, and it is so fun because they just see everything. And I mean, it's just a blast. They're talking in your ear the whole time and pointing out everything. It's really super fun. And when they're little, you keep them warm, and it's just a really nice bonding time. So you can go on lots of hikes that way. And so it can be tough because, you know, like the mom's going to have to recover, and Bridget will need some time before she's really ready to tackle anything, but you can make it work. It's just a lot of adjustment, but it's all worth it. And it's so much fun whenever you see them out there. We took our little guy on his first trail this week, and I'll have to post it. There's a great video I took of just him saying, wow, he learned it at daycare. So he's this little bebopper. And,
wow.
And the ADHD showed up there too, because I was putting on his shoes to go on a hike, and he was having just a terrible time walking. And he's a pretty good walker for 17 months old. And then Patty picked up that I put him on the wrong feet.
Yeah, he just made this look like
yeah,
that's great.
The steps were so like so labored, and he was having just such a hard time, just couldn't put it together. And then she's like, his shoes are totally wrong. And I was like, oh no. Yeah,
but I took him because I had to last year at the Indiana YouTubers meetup. But again, he couldn't really enjoy it. And I, in that stage, they're either really gonna be good that day or just gonna have a terrible day. So you're like back and forth. And it was, I even tried to take him on a hike in a carrier, and then he like threw up in my hair. So I had to go back. So you just got to expect those things, at least until they're probably 18 months, when they can start to like, when they're very curious and want to explore on their own.
That's awesome. Well, I know when I took my little girl Ellie on her first hike, I had the carrier with me, and I let her hike as much as she could until she got tired. And then she got in that thing and realized how cool it was. And I had a tough time getting her to hike after that because she was having so much fun on my back. And she could see things that she couldn't see before because she was higher up. And like her, I'd say both of my kids, when I got them hiking, the thing they love the most, they'd find a stick.
No.
And they carried that stick with them everywhere. And they would hit the, you know, hit things and play in the dirt. And when you hike with kids, Jeremiah, I'm just going to tell you, be prepared to stop like every 30, 40 feet and just wait. Because they're gonna see a bug or a salamander or a frog.
A bridge. And go over the bridge 30 times before you actually have to take them away from that bridge.
And if there's steps, they're going to want to walk up and down them like 50 times. They're so curious. You're going to have the best time, but a 1 mile hike is going to take half the day.
Yep.
Well, I got a quick little story for you guys about a little hike that me and one of my buddies from work went on, and he has a son that's a little bit older now. This has been a few years, but at the time, I think his son was maybe, I don't know, four or five, somewhere in there, 3 to 5. And he went with us, and we our goal was to do this like, I don't know, 1.5 miles, 2 miles out and back. And I just kept thinking, he might have to carry him. And that kid looks heavy, you know. And the little man survived, but at one point, my buddy, he was like, dude, I'm gonna have to hop off the trail here and go poop. He's like, I'm not gonna be able to wait till we get back to the car. And so it was about probably 10 to 15 minutes that I had to just watch his kid while he went and took care of his business. And I got just a little taste, just a sliver of what being on the trail is like with a kid. And I got to tell you, they are curious and they want to explore. They want to see everything. Kick just stuff.
Stay as far away from poison ivy as you can.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
That's the one thing, man. Like, if you know there's poison ivy in the area, don't go hiking there. Because your kid will get in it. Like, it's going to happen. And then they won't get it, but you will.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's usually how it works.
Am I totally off base here? Because I think that those kid carriers that you are talking about, like basically the backpacks that you stick a kid in, I feel like those are kind of like treadmills. I just feel like everybody's got one, and really like only 1% of people use them. I feel like everybody I know has one.
Yep.
Yeah. And I would say you're using it more for just a day hike versus actually going out and backpacking, because your kids aren't like, you might do walk-in campsites with the kid and maybe that's like your mini backpacking with the carrier, but it's, I mean, there's very few people who are actually going to like do a full backpacking trip with a toddler.
And you have to be super careful because the kids will get rocked to sleep on your shoulders. So then when you hike in, if you're setting up camp, they're rested and you're exhausted from carrying a kid the whole way. So you have to like be, it's a classic mistake you'll read about on a lot of the blogs, that people get to camp and they're beat up and the kid is just wired and ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I learned early on when they were little, we didn't camp out. If we camped, it was like car camping type stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we never did like backpacking, but we'd go on the trips and that backpack was a savior because you could put snacks in it. It, like when my kids were teething, it had a drool pad so it didn't get on my neck. Big win. Big win on that. So, you know, it's just, I think the biggest thing is just getting your kids exposure to the outdoors. That's the biggest thing. Get them out there so they're exposed to it, so they're not afraid of it. My son, my daughter's kind of petering off a little bit on the backpacking. She's a little more like her mama. She's not really into the hiking and backpacking. My son, if I say I'm going hiking, he wants to go. If I'm going to go backpacking, he wants to go. So this year we're going to be doing our first overnight this summer.
Nice.
So he's real excited about that. So that's going to be fun.
That's now, awesome. Yeah.
It is that time, Jared, and you prepared us and said you were ready. You were on it. So Jared, tell us your best poop story.
Yeah. So 2018, I was doing the JMT and we were going Nobo. And so you hike 2 days up to Crabtree Meadows, which is right at the bottom where you hang a right off of the PCT to go up to Whitney and start the hike. Right. And they have this big tote full of wag bags. So you pick one up and you're supposed to use them on Whitney. So we go to Guitar Lake and we camp, but we wake up at 3 a.m. and start hiking, and there's no coverage. Right. So it's already tough to go in the wag bag, hike the rest of the mountain, come back. But there's, you know, you're 6 days away from the first place you can throw it away. And so I'm hiking this poop across the Sierra Nevada. And when I'm going to throw away the wag bag, somebody says, well, where did you get that? And I said, well, at Crabtree. They said, well, you only need to use that on the other side of Whitney. And so I had given a tour to my poop of the Sierra Nevada for no reason whatsoever, just completely got to see the country, right?
Yep. That's a good one.
That's fantastic. I mean, awful, but fantastic. So that is awesome. Well, hey, why don't you take a minute? Why don't you let people know how they can find you guys online? I know we've been talking about it a little bit, but you both have your own channels, your own Instagrams. Go ahead and share all the info. And Patty, we'll go ladies first on this one.
Okay. Yeah. Remy.kins on Instagram, and then Girl Plus Dog Adventures on YouTube. So I should be, hopefully, I'm trying to get my Superior Hiking Trail videos done. I did that when I was 23 weeks pregnant. So there's some interesting, and there was a heat wave and a drought in Minnesota this year for it. So it's very, I'll say very adventurous, but I am trying to get those out very soon, but then post every now and then on Instagram, but we'll be more active once the season comes up, especially since I think we're going to be taking our toddler out. So it'd be like girl plus toddler plus dog. So we'll see the new adventures for that one.
And I'm super biased, obviously, but her videos are incredible. So, I mean, the editing is just phenomenal, really nicely done videos. It was definitely worth certainly go watch those. And I'm at Backcountry Champion on Instagram, and I've been doing a bunch of sort of Jack Handy style reels lately. So that's sort of a silly thing. And then Outside Comfort Zone on YouTube. And if you make sure you follow, because I'm starting a project this summer, I'll be hiking the Colorado Trail using only gear that was available 50 years ago. So all vintage gear or gear that is, it can be new as long as it was the exact gear that was available back in 1974 when the Colorado Trail was founded 50 years ago. And I'll be working with a nonprofit out of Denver. And so building up sort of a sponsor base from there. So I'm really excited about it. And that'll be coming out. So if you follow Instagram or the YouTube, then you'll be kept abreast of that one.
Man, that's insane.
So you might have to have them back on later.
I think we need to have you both back on later. Yes, it's too much fun having both of you guys on here. Like it's so funny. When somebody told me you guys were married, I was like, what? Because I I just never saw pictures of you together. I just didn't know. And then someone goes, yeah, they're married. And I'm just like,
both
how?
YouTube?
So yeah, it's just awesome that you guys are an incredible couple. You're a lot of fun. Like this was awesome having you guys on here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is, I mean, we've been looking forward to it all week. So we're really, really grateful you invited us, and love the podcast. Love tuning in every Monday. It's great. You doing the Lord's work here.
Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys. So Jeremiah, you got anything else before we let these guys have a break from us?
Well, I just wanted to say it was such a pleasure talking to you guys for the last hour, and I would love, and I think John would echo this, love to have you guys back on in the future, talk more, and get to know each other even better.
Yeah, maybe we could finally get those family backpacking trips on this one.
Yeah, that sounds great. Wait, I know somebody who can plan the whole thing.
With dogs, too.
I'll tell you, I may call you to plan my trips from now on. That's awesome. Well, you guys have a good one. Just hang out in the green room, though. We'll
sounds
talk
good.
To you in just a couple
you.
Minutes. So, Jeremiah, holy cow. They were awesome.
Yeah, they were awesome. That was so fun. And the wag bag story reminded me of a story by Glenn Van Pesky, who we are having on. I think we're having him on April 15th,
yep.
If I remember correctly, because he's about to drop the book. And actually, I've been reading the book that he hasn't dropped yet. And one of his beginning stories, and I'll save some of it for that episode, but basically, he was some, there it is, Take Less, Do More. He is founder of Gossamer Gear. But anyway, he actually had, you'll have to wait to the podcast to find out how, or maybe you just want to buy the book and read it. But he had Matthew McConaughey's wag bag, and people were trying to compete for who could grab it and go throw it away on trail. Isn't that wild?
Well, Matthew McConaughey actually is one of the people that leaves a comment about the book.
All right. Yeah, but we'll get more deep into that whenever we have.
Well, Jeremiah, there are people commenting on here about you big time. Just letting you know.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, basically, Go Next Will Never Die.
I think that's true.
Go Next Will Never Die. Jeremiah's going to have to start selling merch just to pay for diapers.
Hey, you're not wrong there. Daycare and diapers, that's expensive.
And then we started talking about, you know, children walking slow and everything. And Southern Hikes said, have you ever hiked with Jeremiah? He stops for breaks every 100 feet.
He's not wrong. Maybe every 50.
Oh, but it keeps going. Dave Off Grid then says, but his stride is nearly 100 feet long.
One step at a time, baby.
And then that finishes up with, thus the song, Waiting on a Stringer.
In my defense, Mr. Backpacking with Jason, sir, says that has gotten better, but you do have to give me a 12-hour notice of what time you want to leave.
That's true.
If you don't, you're going to be waiting on a stringer.
Hey, so next week we got Rob Pelton coming on. We're going to be live at J&H Outdoors in Lexington. This could be an awesome night, and it could be a complete disaster. So come out and watch the train wreck. It'll be a lot of fun.
Totally open to the public. We would love to meet you all and see you and hang out and have a live studio audience.
If you're in the Central Kentucky area, please come on out. Or if you're not in the Central Kentucky area, you just want to come down a few miles and come hang out with us. We'd love to have you guys there.
What time are we starting that?
8 o'clock, I believe.
8 o'clock. See everybody at 8 o'clock there.
Yeah, and then also the week after that, we are having Backcountry Foodie on.
And now, are we going to get some recipes on there from her?
I'm going to try really hard. And she's great because she could teach you how to like lower your weight, but get better food and food that you're going to like more.
That sounds like win-win-win, baby.
I know. That's how you win the poop. That's how you win the poop game when you're out in the woods.
Big things coming down the pipe. No pun intended.
Yeah, and then the week after that is Glenn Van Pesky, and. Man, we got some great guests. Man, we got guests lined up through May, I believe, at this point. We got a lot of really cool guests coming on here. Also, be expecting a rather monumentous announcement for the podcast coming in the next few weeks.
Absolutely, yes. Like I said, big things coming down the pipe.
Big things coming down the pike. So with that said, for myself and Jeremiah, the king of backpacking stringer, we will catch you guys on the next one.
See you guys, folks.